Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lil Mama, and I'm rocking with you on Hollywood and Friends, and you are listening to Hampton Blue Radio.
Everybody, this is your girl MJ.
And welcome to Hollywood and Friends on this BET Awards Sunday. Yes, yes. We decided to do like a special about the BET Awards along with other hot topics and stuff that we're going to get into. But first things first, with the BET Awards, that's tonight, actually
right now,
just came on. I want to talk about some of the people who are nominated. Not going to go through all of the categories, but just some of the big ones, like Best Male Hip-Hop Artist, for example. And I want you guys to give me your takes on these nominees and who you think might win. Like, you got 2 Chainz, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Future, and Kendrick Lamar. What do you guys think are the Best Male Hip-Hop Artists, and who do you think should win?
Well, out of the few that you just said.
Yep.
I think Kendrick.
Yeah, definitely Kendrick got it.
Kendrick Lamar. Mm. We will see in just a little while how that play out. I should bet y'all some money or something.
Nah, because you work hard for your money. I don't feel like taking it.
So, Best Female Hip-Hop Artist. I'm not even sure how they gathered enough to make this category, but we got Azealia Banks, Eve, Nicki Minaj, Rashida, who we all see on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and Lala. All right,
we're going to go for Nicki.
How the heck
would they even put Rashida up in that? She talking about she got fire coming out her asshole. Get out of here.
I mean,
what kind of mess is that?
She definitely has her her name out there a lot because of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. She's still making music, and at the end of the day, there's not many other female rappers that are working right now. So
if it wasn't for Love & Hip Hop, she wouldn't even be, nobody would even nominate her for nothing, because we ain't really wasn't hearing about her before that show.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to do just a few more. We got Best Male R&B, and we got Chris Brown against Bruno Mars, Miguel, Justin Timberlake, and Usher. Who do y'all give it to?
Oh, that's a hard one. No comment.
Justin got it.
That's a hard one.
Vanessa says Justin.
That's a hard one.
I don't know. I want to say Chris Brown.
I mean, of course we'd want to say. I mean, depending on who you like. Are you asking?
It just depends on who you like. I'm an alternative type of person, so that's why it's so hard for me right now.
I mean, I want to see Usher win, period. But, you know, at the end of the day.
Usher had his share. Like,
Watch your mouth.
He's a man. He's never going to have his, like, until he
exactly.
dies. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? God forbid.
He's been winning for too long. Anything that
winning.
Man comes out is good. Like, I don't care what nobody says.
All right, so moving on to Best Female, and we have Beyonce. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
we have Beyonce, we have Tamar Braxton, we have Alicia Keys, we have Rihanna, and we have Elvana.
That's hard.
Is it really, though?
Yes.
That's what she said.
Hey.
But I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say Beyonce. What do you say? You know?
I honestly don't know.
Exactly. Thank you.
So I take it, MJ, you don't have a choice.
No. No. Because they're all good. Those I like every last one of them. Wait, we said Elvana, Beyonce,
right.
Alicia Keys, Rihanna, and who else?
Tamar.
No, there's no, I can't choose. I'm sorry. I can't choose.
Well, you couldn't have been in that room when they was actually picking this winner, because... So I'm going to go with the last one I'm going to mention, because they have like 20-some-odd categories. The one that is real important for the artists is the Viewer's Choice Award, because this award is voted on by the fans. So a lot of them look forward to winning this one. And these nominees for the Coca-Cola's Viewer's Choice Award is, they actually do it by song. So you got A$AP Rocky featuring Drake, 2 Chainz, and Kendrick Lamar, Effing Problems. Drake Started From the Bottom, Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools, Pull Up. Miguel Adorn, Rihanna Diamonds, and Justin Timberlake featuring Jay-Z and Ty. As a viewer, MJ, who do you give this
to? I'm sorry.
Come on. One of these songs.
I would have hate to be anyone in that room deciding on who was going to win, because those are all songs that you hear every day on the radio, that you see every day on TV. I mean, it's not an easy choice.
I would say Problems got it, only because I believe out of all of those, Problems been around and it was popping for the longest.
But this is Viewer's Choice. So now you, as a viewer, think of it in that aspect. You're gonna go with Problems. Like, as a viewer looking at these songs, which one is the one that you feel should get this?
I would say Problems, only because you gotta think about it. If you like Drake, you like Kendrick, you like 2 Chainz, even if you don't like all of them, if you like either one of them, they're all on this one song. So
right.
At the end of the day, it's going to pull a great fan base. But I think that song has a better chance than, you know.
I would like to see what the outcome is going to be, because I can't choose. I'm sorry.
Choose out of 6 songs. One of these songs you would skip if it's playing in your car.
All right. What were the songs again?
Effing Problems. Started From the
How
Bottom.
How does that go again?
Yeah. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah,
okay.
Problem. You got Started From the Bottom, now we're here. You
okay.
Got Oh Up, Drank, Hit Shot, Drank, Sit Down, Drank.
Okay.
You got Let My Boots Adorn You. You got Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
I can't. Sorry.
And then you got
I Be On My Suit and Tash, I Be.
So,
I'm sorry, I can't.
Come on. All right, so we're going to see. They usually save this award for the end of the night, so probably the last 10-15 minutes, we'll see who got this this award. And performers tonight, you have Janelle Monáe, you got T.I., Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake, Snoop Dogg, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, Ciara, Miguel, Kendrick Lamar, Chris Brown, R. Kelly, Stevie Wonder, Erykah Badu, India Arie, Charlie Wilson, J. Cole, Jamie Foxx. I mean, damn, I don't recall them having this many performers any other year. 2 Chainz, Kirk Franklin.
But you know what I don't understand? Janelle Monáe, I love her teeth. But what was the last thing that she's done?
She's working. She was just on she was on 106 and Park yesterday. Friday, they were out in L.A. And
okay. She
performed. She did a Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 cover. But she has a new album coming out in September called The Electric Lady. And she just released the music video for this song called Dance Apocalyptic, something like that.
Okay.
I've been seeing her work in, like, the past few months. She's definitely doing stuff. All
yeah, right. I just haven't heard anything about her lately. But that's cool. I like her. I still like her. But I don't know. I don't have any idea who that could be.
No, these are performers that are performing tonight. Tamela Mann, who I've only seen her act. I've seen her sing and act on Broadway plays and stuff, but I haven't heard, like, a song from her.
From who?
Like, song. Tamela Mann. She's the gospel singer.
What okay. Is
of, but you know that song, I Am Here? Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
I think it's Lean On Me. No, Kirk Franklin's version.
I don't know.
Here's my shoulder, you can lean on me. That's all?
Right. So you think you all of that?
I don't, actually. I don't. You know, I try to do what
okay.
I can every now and then. You
okay.
know, I'm just a humble little guy here. But,
humble,
yeah, she's
I
actually
think not.
One of the singers on the song. Like, she's part of Kirk Franklin's group at a point.
MJ, you know who this is. You may not know her name, but if you watch any Tyler Perry play, she is the heavyset, light-skinned lady. She's big voice. Like, you know who you know who she is if you see her. She's Cora. Cora.
Oh, Cora, my aunt.
So, yeah, she's performing in Pharrell Williams as well. That's a crazy lineup. And the theme for tonight's show is Anything Can Happen. So I'm hoping Beyonce touches the stage tonight as a part of this Anything Can Happen.
I'm actually anticipating Miguel's performance.
Oh, God, why?
I mean, I'm sure you can figure it out.
I don't think he's going to dropkick anyone tonight.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay grounded, so to say.
His last performance was like watching Jerry Springer, right?
Oh, no. Or the WWE, WWF, off the top ropes,
off
WCW.
The top ropes.
Yeah, so I think he's going to stay grounded.
Tell
right. himself. He's probably going to wear flat shoes, no heels. Yeah. BT, the award show does have the little pit thing with the people. So let's just hope he stays in the front of it, on the back of it.
Look, just keep it cool, Miguel. Just keep it cool.
They just need to put an X on the stage and tell them to stand right there.
That's your mark. Stay right there.
Don't move.
It'd be funny if he's actually, like, performing sitting down in a stool. Like, you know how dudes be singing sitting down in a stool. It'd be funny if he does that.
That would be OD.
On punishment with a Dutch hat.
Dutch hat. So, you know, every year they give away, like, big awards for, like, Lifetime Achievement and Humanitarian. This year you have Charlie Wilson getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, and you have Dwayne Wade getting a Humanitarian Award, which
wow.
is big. It's won the playoffs, and now he's getting a Humanitarian Award by BET. So congratulations to them on that. So, yeah, and it's hosted by Chris Tucker. I haven't seen him do anything in a while, but
he's white now.
I mean, they hired him, so he may be doing something. Something.
Thank you.
So, I want to move on, keeping it in the BET theme. The new host of, I want to talk about 106 and Park. And we know, like, last year, Roxy and Terrence decided to move on and pursue other ventures. And BET held, like, a contest to, get new hosts.
Right.
They hired four new hosts, Pagan, Shorty, Miss Mikey, and Bow Wow. Were hired as new hosts of the show. So it was going well. So I thought it kind of spiced up the show. They got a whole new set. They got interactive audience. They gave each of them, well, not each of them, but some of them had their own separate segments. Like, they had the Miss Mikey Report. It was like a round table with her, and they discussing the hot topics for the week and stuff. And some people compared it to, like, the urban, like, Access Hollywood or E! Of sorts, because there's, like, that live interactive feel.
Right.
But if you've been watching 106 & Park, you would notice that as of late, it's just been Bow Wow.
And
lately, it's been... First, let me take you to how it started. It was where BET released a tweet saying, like, for the next week, Bow Wow is going to be co-hosting with... Bow Wow is going to have celebrity host with him for the entire week. Not a bit. So they had Adrian Bailey. They had, what's this girl name from Basketball Wives? Drea. And they had Angela Simmons. And then next thing you know, you just kept seeing Angela Simmons, Angela Simmons, Angela Simmons.
Mm.
Usually whenever they have any type of show and they bring on a co-host, a guest co-host, quote unquote, and then you continuously see them, they're usually testing them out to see if the fit, if they're going to mesh well, if the rating's going to go up, whatever. So this is likely what was happening, and people are wondering what happened to Shorty, Pagan, Miss Mikey. So I did some research, and it seems like BET might have fired them. Right. They might have fired them, and what's crazy is they didn't even, like, say nothing about it. It was just like, oh, Bow Wow's going to have co-hosts for the next week.
Mm.
And a lot of people are upset. A lot of the fans, they're telling them, like, bring them back, like, how they expect the ratings to go up after only 6 months, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to read some tweets from some of the fans. One guy said, super bogus, BET is playing, man. How you going to bring new hosts on the show for 6 months and expect the ratings to go up? Everyone hated Terrence and Roxy at first. Let them work for a little, man. Had to be when Detroit Cats get a shot. Boo, 106 & Park, bad choice. How you going to renege in the middle of a card game? Crazy. And he's talking about, when he mentioned Detroit, the host, Pagan, is from Detroit. She's the one that, she reminded me of Free. She was the light-skinned girl. She...
With the wild hair. Is her name Pagan?
No,
the one that had that hairstyle forever.
Not that one. That's Miss Mikey.
That's Mikey, right? Okay.
Oh, okay.
That hair was, whoa.
I don't know if it's Pagan.
Yeah, I think it's Pagan, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, then another fan tweeted, truly disappointed when 106 & Park entertained the parents in slander and thought about the demographics that are tuning in. Kid, shake my head. I'm not exactly sure what that means. But somebody else tweeted, BET needs to be boycotted and canceled for selling dreams of fame to black minds. They're bugged out for this 106 & Park host situation.
Yeah, that was wrong. But first of all, why did they have four people? Like, I never understood that part. Because they never did nothing like that before out of all the years. I think that was kind of retarded. Maybe they couldn't afford to pay all of them an equal salary. I don't know. But I don't watch it, so I really can't tell you, like, you know, anything that I've seen wrong, any body language or whatever it took. But don't you think it's kind of funny that his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend got the spot and co-host?
Right. I'm sure he had some say in that. And of course, the ratings probably did spike up once Angela co-hosted, because there are always rumors about them being together or not being together.
And they want to see the interaction,
right? So
I could say, like, at least, you know, like I said, I don't really watch it like that, but I do have a daughter and she does like to watch videos. But I've noticed two moments where it was like maybe three, kind of awkward for her. She seems uncomfortable on the stage at first because, you know, she just got some new teeth. So I don't know. No, she did. They look nice, but I don't know if she could work them yet. But she was, like, making mistakes. What happened? What did I say? What? She was, like, making mistakes. So I saw it twice. Like, she had, like, you know, two awkward moments, you know, trying to say what she had to say. And then there was another time when they came back from break, and Bow Wow had his arm around her, like, not like no fake arm around, like, oh, that's my homegirl, barely touching, like, arm around her, like his whole palm was gripping her shoulder, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I read that. So he was staring at her, and she was like, what you looking at? He was like, I'm looking at you, girl. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Something, it was like an inside, but it wasn't, that wasn't planned out. That definitely wasn't planned out. Like, you can tell.
Bow Wow probably planned that shit out in his head, like, because he know that people are going to eat it up and, like, think stuff, so, but she probably didn't know.
I'm sure they tell them when they're about to start rolling again.
Word. They definitely know. I've been on that set a few times. They know when they're about to come back on. They count them down, like, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, but just the way when she was like, what you looking at? That didn't look planned. That looked...
No, she, like it was a one-way plan.
So, yeah, he planned it. So,
yeah.
But I feel like he got a lot to do with, you know,
yes, Paul.
Her being on that show. Because,
right.
I don't know, maybe she's the girl that got away that he really loves, and he figured to be around her and to win her heart back and get her a spot. And that's what he did. You never know. But, go ahead, I don't even want to talk no more about
You know, in BET's defense, I'm not saying I'm defending BET because I don't know what the situation is, but at the end of the day, you never know if those other hosts are like, holding their weight in that. You know, so you can't necessarily say it was a bad move on BET's part because you never know if they were, like, coming in late or, you know, just doing crazy things behind the scenes that people don't actually see on the show.
Right.
True. But, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. The other hosts have been, like, quiet on the whole situation. They didn't they haven't been tweeting or anything, but they have been retweeting tweets from their fans that are saying, like, bring...
Where they at? Yeah.
Take you back. They've been retweeting these tweets, but they haven't actually said anything themselves.
Right. So, maybe they had it signed in the contract and they can't say nothing.
Right.
Probably. Oh. Politics. Crazy, though.
Politics is usually wild.
But, hey, we'll see how that pans out. So, I want to play...
Hopefully they can get another gig, you know.
I'm sure. Once they get off lockdown from that contract.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was pretty good, though. Like, Shorty was dumb funny. Paygon was like a natural because she come from a broadcasting background in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure where they get Miss Mikey from, but they was all right to me.
Well, I don't really watch like that, so I really can't say. But whatever, that hair, though, I'm glad she changed her hair because she's so cute. I'm so happy. Her hair reminded me like of a whole bunch of shrimps, like jumbo shrimps with a whole bunch of Old Bay seasoning on it because of the color. Oh, my God. And it was just sitting there stiff, not moving, looking the same way, exactly the same way every time.
The hilarious MJ, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Hilarious MJ.
That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
Let's get into a song, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Will I Am suing Pharrell, Tupac the Musical, what you guys think about that, Diddy, TLC, and a bunch more. Let Vanor throw to a song, though.
And let's go to Trippy. This song is Trippy by my boy Hollywood featuring myself. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Shit, drop that beat, oh.
And all I know is that I really wanna fill all up on you. So show me how you do it. We all about to get trippy. Trippy, baby, trippy, baby, trippy. All I do is show up and the girls be coming with me. They love the way I dress it up, the way I put it dizzy. Snap back, no cataracts, you see how I get busy. Is it? So you say turn it up. Me and my niggas all turn it up. In the air if you burn it up. If you made it to the chain, let me know what's up. No worries in the world with us. Cause tonight we young, we don't give a what. We all take it there, we all showing up. And this shit is easy, we fly as fuck. Smooth, and we murder them. So many niggas claiming they rap. Never heard of them. Up in the parties, posted out back. A fat chick on my lap, a red cup in my hand, and this shit here on black. Black.
Tryna get up.
I really wanna fill all up on you. So show me how you're moving. We all about to get tripping.
Hey,
We trippy. Everybody on the beat when the beat on beat on beat. Get busy. And we up on the couch with our feet. Party prime time. Policemen on the phone line. Shades at night time. Cause nobody in their right mind. Yeah, this is how we party. We good for like you get naughty. Oh, sorry, that's your shawty. Gnarly. Rockin' shit when we rollin' out. On the patio or the summer house. We spillin' out. Damn. Smooth. Mix that Brooklyn with that L.A. The Goonies with the S.A.s. The Jigaboos with the wannabes. Then we stir it up. Like that drink up in my cup. Guarantee you return it up.
Anytime he write his name out is will.i.am. This thing he does, he has this I am phrase that he uses all the time. So Pharrell just created this whole campaign called I Am Other. I Am Other is basically, it's a lifestyle, so to say. It's for anybody who want to be different, be creative, thinkers, innovators, the outcasts, like anybody who wants to be different or don't feel like they fit in, this is for you and is I Am Other. So Will.i.am is suing him for copyright infringement, and his beef is basically that he believes that I Am Other disturbs his alleged right to the phrase I am. So in court documents obtained by Rolling Stone, this is the following reason given behind the decision to do it. It says the registration of the mark is likely to dilute the I Am mark and the Will I Am mark. And in response, Pharrell told Rolling Stone, I am disappointed that Will, a fellow artist, will file a case against me. I'm someone who likes to talk things out, and in fact, I attempted to do just that on many occasions. I'm surprised in how this is being handled, and I am confident that Will's trademark claims will ultimately be found to be as meritless and ridiculous as I do.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He said, I'm sad that you sued me, but F you.
Right. She didn't say sad. Like,
you're like, not like, you know, I'm sorry that you feel the need to, you know, I'm sorry that you feel the need to sue me, but F you.
Oh, right. Pretty much. So, basically, according to the documents, Will.i.am is stating that the brands are confusingly similar. I mean, it's true, but honestly, they're similar, but they're different. Like, I'm not going to think I am and then think I am other. Like, they're not even the same, what do you call it? Like, they're not representing the same thing, so to say. It's not like I am other is, I mean, it's not like Will I Am's I Am. It's a camp about people who want to be different and blah, blah, blah. Like, that I feel would be, like, where it's, like, that would be confusingly similar. But I'm not so sure. But Will I Am is actually, he's denying that he's filing this lawsuit. But I'm thinking he's trying to play off of the words. His tweet actually is saying, he said, I am not suing Pharrell, and I never was. What I am doing is I am scholarship, sending kids to school debt-free. And then he gives a website for you to go to get more information about it. But I think it's what he's meaning is I'm not suing Pharrell, but I'm suing, maybe he's suing the company or something. And that's his way of saying, like, I'm not suing Pharrell. But Will I Am's lawyer posted something saying, he said, Will I Am is not suing Pharrell Williams. What Will I Am has done is what any trademark owner must do to protect and maintain a trademark. This is a run-of-the-mill trademark dispute that has been going on since late last year. In order to avoid weakening or losing his trademark, Will I Am has an obligation under trademark law to monitor and defend his trademarks against confusingly similar marks. Will I Am has registered several trademarks, including I Am, which is also emphasized in and a significant element of his professional name. I mean, do you think he's out of line?
I mean, it's kind of, I'm not familiar exactly with his I Am movement, you know, because I see the I Am scholarship and I Am this and I Am that. So I guess it would kind of be confusing if he's doing I Am for everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure exactly what his I Am movement is, but if it is where he's just putting I Am behind anything, then I guess I Am other can be confusing. So I could see it, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's the right way to go about handling it. But then again, you know, I don't know the situation.
Well, I guess he's just looking for some more bread.
Well, I mean, if anybody wanted to see what any of their causes about, you can visit iamother.com, that's for Pharrell joint, and you can visit iamangelfoundation.org to find more information about Will I Am and his scholarship program. But moving on to Tupac the Musical.
Ridiculous.
I wanted to tell y'all what's going on with it. What do you think about Tupac the Musical?
Sounds interesting.
It's ridiculous.
See, I was trying to be politically correct over here.
Imagine a character playing, a man playing Tupac's character getting shot up on a stage. Like, you
know. Well, actually, and singing while it's happening, right?
Oh, my goodness.
But actually,
falling like the Matrix.
It's actually not about his life, per se. Though they want that to happen too, this joint is coming out. It's going to be available next year for next year's Broadway season. And it's a dramatic workshop called Holla If You Hear Me. And it's basically, it's just a musical set to his music. But
what's the point? If it's not going to be about his life, what's the point?
I'm going to tell you. And his mom's is co-producing it. So she's giving it the thumbs up. So the play tells the story of two childhood friends growing up in a Midwestern city, struggling to balance the allure of their dreams and the harshness of their reality.
What does that have to do with Tupac? I don't understand.
It's just the music, I guess. That's the only thing.
So it's not a Tupac play. It's a play with a Tupac soundtrack.
Right. Exactly. It's inspired by Tupac, but it's not his life, so to say. So they just use the music.
They're just using his name.
Using his name.
Using his name for a crowd.
I mean.
And then they're going to sing his song.
Yeah.
All right, so the play is going to say, first of all, fuck your bitch and your bitch. Like, really?
Right?
Really?
And then it's gonna be, and then there's going to be a scene where a girl comes out, right, and she's, like, big and fat, and all the people come around, and it's like, Brenda's got a baby.
I mean.
Don't make me laugh like this, please.
Well, it's cool. Holla if you hear me, and it's it right now, and it's being directed by Kenny Leon, who did Fences and The Mountaintop. And hey, next year, the end of this year to next year, you can look for Holla if you hear me
on Broadway.
Okay.
But speaking of Tupac, he is actually going to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year.
Mm.
That's
nice.
A big deal. That's what's up. Like, 17 years after he died, and he's about to receive the star.
It only took 17 years.
Right?
It's crazy. I mean, what I didn't realize is his album All Eyes on Me actually went 10 times platinum, which means went diamond. Like,
wow.
That's big.
That's
that is. I'm sorry he wasn't here to see that.
Right?
Unfortunate.
Well, next year.
Supposedly.
Right. Yo, what if like, they reveal in his Walk of Fame star, and then, like, he just come walking up, right?
Like, got you.
Gotcha, bitches.
That would be
gotcha.
Crazy. Gotcha.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Before we move on to more hot topics, I want to play a song. I want to keep music in our mix. Let's play just
Brenda's
a
got a baby, Nanny.
Brenda's got a
baby.
But Brenda's really got a brain. Damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
Hey.
That's not a problem. That's not Brenda's thing. No, let me stop. But let's play Just Us Two, Hollywood featuring Lonnie, and we'll be right back with more hot topics here on Hollywood and Friends, Tampa Blue Radio.
Never thought I'd feel this way about another, huh. Always on my quickstep, dancing around commitment, but you caught me this summer, and you reeled me in. Somebody call the cops, cause she killed again. With a smile that's like heaven, the eyes of an angel, I look to the sky, thank God you came through. And there ain't no stopping us, lay out the blueprint, watch they copy us. Trust is all there, could be apart for days, and you never feed into what anybody say.
You and me, together, just the two of us. We're doing how we do.
Picture perfect, argue some number at the end is worth it. Laying next to you is amazing. Together we can knock down anything we facing. Chasing objects that will never be. Surely yeah, we got this. Every time they see us, we just get stronger. Our bond can't break it. All year's cup season, that's what we made it.
You and me, together, just us.
Together, just us.
Doing how we do.
Doing how we do.
yeah, you're back with your boy Vinod, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
And your boy Hollywood.
What's going on? It's your girl MJ.
Yes, sir. That right there was just us two. We're talking about a bunch of hot topics today. And we spoke about the BET Awards and all that, which is going on right now. But one thing that is making some news around the blog circuits, at least, is the 20th anniversary of TLC, the group. They remade the song Waterfalls. This song is popular, like probably one of their biggest hits. And they decided to remake the song, but with one problem. No left eye. And they replaced Left Eye's verse with a Japanese rapper singer by the name of Naomi Amaru. She's rapping
right.
The verse of, she's not saying exactly what Left Eye said, but she's using, I've heard at least four or five lines that were exactly the same as Left Eye. And
wow.
Left Eye is certainly not happy about it. What do you think about this, MJ?
Well, I think that they could have did the song without anyone. They could have just did it, just the two of them, and one of them could have just rapped her part, or they could have shared it.
Right.
I think that the girls that stepped in and changed the song, I think that was kind of disrespectful. She should have just sang the song the way it was supposed to be and just played the character like she was meant to do. She
no.
Had no right. No, she had no right to change anything.
What do you think, Vinod?
And they should have never let her.
Anything else?
Nope.
Go ahead, but
no. No, I just think they could have, like, you know, just took the session and remixed her vocals and put it on there. I don't think they should have actually put somebody else on the song. And it's funny enough, I just seen on the TLC fan, I guess the fan page that they have, They posted a performance that they did of Waterfalls. And I was thinking to myself, it'd be awkward if they had somebody else actually, you know, be a part of this song or perform with them. So it's kind of like TLC is just now, you know, two people. You don't want to recreate that or add another member because it's like
I left
the group, you know, it's irreplaceable.
Thank you.
Right. I mean, I think they tried to do this before where they wanted to, like, officially add a member, but I guess it didn't work out.
No.
I think I did see something like that, right? Like, it was some girl, a Asian girl or something like that, was it?
I'm not sure. But this is not the first time they touched this song, though. They allow this British pop trio, their name is Stooshy, they released their own version of this, I think it was last year, and people was even mad about that, like, why they messing up a classic, blah, blah, blah. So now with this, the new remake, I mean, they had to know they was going to get some kind
backlash
from this. Like, for everybody who loved Left Eye, for everybody who think this song is classic, they're not going to want to hear somebody else rapping during this part. So the family, Lisa's sister, her name's Raindrop Lopez, she said, I did not know about it until a fan posted it online. I mean, it would have been...
You know what? You know why she changed the words to the song?
Why?
Because she ain't know the words.
No.
She ain't know the words. And if you knew the words, it was popping. Because she said it fast. She knew what she was talking about. So... She didn't know the words, so she had no choice but to change them.
Nah, that is... Well, let me finish reading what her sister said.
It wasn't that good.
Before. Said, I did not know about it until a fan posted it online. I mean, it would have been nice if they would have given us a heads up before being surprised. So basically, they just even telling the family, like, hey, we're about to take replace Left Eye's verse, this new anniversary version, blah, blah, blah. But then some people are saying that they didn't have the rights to Left Eye's verse, which is why they replaced it. But other people are saying that they should have left Left Eye's verse on there just because she was the only one out of the group that contributed to this song, apparently. I guess another writer wrote it, and then she wrote her verse. So out of the group, she was the only one that contributed.
Yeah.
Right? So people saying they should have just left it on, but I'm sure TLC have their reasons why they took her verse off for the remake.
No.
It's probably the where they didn't have the rights to it. I could believe that
one. You didn't hear what I said?
What did you say?
She didn't know the words.
But she's actually, when you listen to it, you'll see she actually took some of the lines from the song. It ends the exact same way, the exact same line. It ends that way. Throughout the joint, she has a few lines from Left Eye's original verse. I guess just to keep it with that same kind of flow and feel. But, hey, if you want to look it up, you can search it on YouTube. TLC featuring Naimi, N-A-M-I-E. Amaru, or Amuru, A-M-U-R-O, Waterfalls 20th Anniversary Edition.
No, thank you.
TLC, no. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Right. Right, like, hello. How you not going to take your own advice?
I mean, they actually, speaking of TLC, they just nabbed the Legend Award on MTV Japan. They performed, just two of them, they performed a medley of hits on MTV Japan. They seem to love Japan.
Huh. Japan seems to love them. And we were actually speaking about this earlier. Why does it seem like artists get so much love overseas than in America?
Right. Because I just watched the performance of this girl, Rita Ora. But that just brought up the conversation. But you look at these festivals or any show, no matter what artist, it could be in a room, the audience is going so nuts. And it's like, is it that they appreciate music more than Americans?
We do, right.
I think that's what it is.
Remember they used to pass out for Michael Jackson? Like what the?
I mean,
would
that's
you?
Like, you on,
like,
that's,
would you
that's
pass
another
out
level.
For, would you pass out for an artist? Like, all right, H, I know you love Beyonce. If you seen Beyonce up close to personally, right, would you pass out?
I would absolutely not pass out. I wouldn't even go crazy. Like, I'll dance, have fun, like, make noise and shit, but I wouldn't pass out. But besides that, because Michael Jackson was on a whole nother level. Like,
yes.
Any old American artist that goes across seas seems to get the craziest love. And I'm just, like, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Like, so I'm thinking, I'm just going to charge it to that they love music more than American.
I think they just appreciate true artistry more than we do over here. Not that they love music more. I think they just appreciate what an artist can actually bring to them more than that of the American audience.
Well, I'll just say I can't wait to go to the UK or anywhere across the lake, across the pond, for that matter. So, Diddy has a new network. It's called Revolt TV. He actually just signed the deal with Time Warner Cable, so he's going to have his own channel on Time Warner. And it's going to, yeah, it's super dope. It's going to focus on music and entertainment. I guess it's going to be what MTV is no longer. And it's going to probably be more based off of, like, based off music videos, have music programming and stuff. So we need to try to get a show on that network.
We need to try to get some music on there.
So, I mean, Diddy said the reason why he decided to create this network, actually, it's been in the work for years, but it was when he had to practically beg to be on Dancing with the Stars, his words.
Wow.
He said that it just sparked in him, like, I need to get this done quicker, more sooner than later. And have you had to beg to be on Dancing with the Stars, though?
Dancing with the Stars, I think, is a good, you know, it's a good show for people who are not actually in the, you know, in the celebrity spotlight
yeah.
at the moment. So, you know, that could have been a big boost for Diddy at the time when he was actually wanting to be on there.
Right. But think about it. Diddy is a dancer. Like, he started out as a dancer.
Exactly.
So they know already he's going to do his thing. So
right.
Like,
that's why he's begging. He just like, please let me show up. Please.
Exactly.
Crazy. So I'm
Diddy
believes there's not enough outlets for musicians on TV, and so that's why he's launching Revolt TV, and everybody could catch it out this fall if you have Time Warner or Comcast Corp. Yeah, Diddy's Revolt TV.
This dude is getting money all over the place.
Yeah.
So what?
What did you say, MJ?
I said this dude is getting money all over the place.
Most definitely.
Right. Let's hope it's successful, though. You know,
launched her
own network, and it kind of struggled for a second. It's probably doing a little better now, but let's hope the people watch it and actually support the network, or he'll be dropped like Paula Deen.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Paula Deen, did you hear that your girl Stacey Dash is actually supportive?
Right. She's on her... But Stacey is reaching though. She seems to want attention.
The same
thing happened when she was supporting
Romney
over Obama. Like, so she likes to be on the, she likes to vote for the loser,
the underdogs,
I guess. So yeah, that's what Stacey Dash is doing right now.
Oh my goodness, this girl never stops.
I don't know. I think
how she sent out a tweet to Paula Deen saying like only God can judge you, blah blah blah, and then somebody replied to the tweet saying you really are clueless, huh? Bio.
No good.
Oh goodness.
Good. So let's get into a song and then we'll be right back with our last segment of the night, Reckless and Ratchet with MJ. Let's get into No Rules by Venor, and we'll be right back with Reckless and Ratchet with MJ right here on Hollywood and Friends.
No introduction, I'm going to get straight to it.
Got this feeling I've been concealing and I just can't let it go. Something more than physical, and I hope I'm not alone. No, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's your boy Vanilla, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
It's your boy Hollywood.
What's up? What's going on? It's your girl MJ.
And that was
I try not to laugh.
Crazy. Well, ladies and germs, we come to the time of the night that I look forward to. This segment right here is called Reckless and Ratchet with MJ.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? All right, so what I got today is really more reckless than ratchet. I mean, it's ratchet, but it's really more reckless. All right, so I'm sure you guys heard of, like, all the challenges that's been going on. You know, the cinnamon challenge.
Right.
The flower challenge. The Mentos challenge.
OD.
All right. Even that knife, what's that knife challenge? You gotta like stab the table, like, you know, in the middle of your fingers. Like, that's kind of crazy, right? But if you think that's crazy, they have some stuff going on. It doesn't make no sense. Like, I mean, this really does not make no sense. If you have teens sniffing condoms.
No. Wait.
Teens sniffing condoms.
What is the point of this is my question.
All right. So basically the point is to do something cool, because what they're doing is they're sniffing the condoms and pulling the condoms out of their throats.
No, that is crazy. No. Please tell me they're white.
When you
I think everyone who wants to try it is going to do it. I mean, I don't think color is an issue yet.
So you're not saying that they're actually like taking the like into their nose. They're inhaling the condom through
their throat.
Out their mouth. That is so crazy and so reckless. What? Why? Who even?
If you think that's something, they have a way of getting drunk without having liquor on their breath. Did anyone hear that way?
I would love to know about this.
H? No?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested.
Okay. So apparently teens are soaking tampons with vodka, and they're inserting them into their vagina and their anus.
No.
To get drunk. That's another way. It burns, but they're willing to take it to get drunk.
No, that is crazy.
That's another thing. Did you also hear about the challenge where the kids are putting salt on their arm and then putting ice cubes on top of that? They're getting third-degree burns just to see if it works, to see if it's true. Why would you want to risk that? That's a permanent mark.
Gee, that's craziness.
That is so reckless.
Like, you see everybody doing it, you just want to find out if it's real. Like,
how about eyeball shots? They're pouring liquor into their eyeball sockets.
Playing.
To get drunk.
Yo. Where do they find these people?
This is the Reckless and Ratchet College Edition.
Right?
And apparently, they're also taking hand sanitizer shots. And they're getting drunk off of hand sanitizer.
How?
They're drinking.
It is alcohol.
Hell no. I mean, if you want to drink some alcohol that's like rubbing alcohol, just go get some Georgie or something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of sniffing alcohol?
Also, they have another one. It's called a liquor challenge and a beer challenge where you have a pump, a beer bottle, a soda bottle, and you put beer into the soda bottle and you pump air into the bottle and you inhale. You inhale the beer. And you're supposed to get drunk like that. Or you could do the same thing with the alcohol. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways that these teens are out here trying to get drunk. Not in the hood, because I've never.
What? I didn't even get that last time.
You pump air into the bottle, which contains the liquor or the beer, and you inhale the bottle. And that's supposed to make you get, drunk also, without really physically drinking the beer.
This is crazy. I'm gonna have to try all these things just so I can see exactly what this is.
Oh, so you're gonna pull vodka into your eyeball sockets? Really? You're gonna put a tampon up your anus to see if you're gonna get drunk? You're gonna sniff a condom and pull it out of your throat? Really?
I'm doing somebody else. I'm gonna have a volunteer.
And then after, last but not least, do the cinnamon challenge. You might as well top it off.
No, I'm kind of good with that.
That's crazy,
though.
Doesn't know what the cinnamon challenge is, the cinnamon challenge is where you...
Don't even tell them.
Don't tell them.
Don't, tell them. Yeah. You know.
After my first two unsuccessful attempts.
Do your research. Don't even try it because it seems like it burns. Me, personally, I hate cinnamon, so I would never... try that. The cinnamon is just disgusting.
All I can say is I'm happy that I have a decent mind and I think for myself, and I am more smarter than watching a video on YouTube and then feeling like I can do that.
Oh, I want to do that.
Right. Thank God for that. Because these niggas, right?
Like, why not put my safety on the line today?
Like,
in your sockets,
I'm bored with life, these teens. I think they have nothing else to do. They just want to be reckless, like literally be reckless.
And ratchet,
and just do the craziest things just because, like, it probably gives them some kind of,
What would make you want to stuff a vodka-soaked tampon in your vagina? Who came up with that idea?
The same person who came up with sticking a condom up your nose and pulling it out.
Oh my goodness.
It must be a dummy room somewhere. People go in just to come up with the dumb ideas.
Who would even think to sniff a condom? Like, I didn't even know our nose muscles were that strong to lift the condom that deep into our face. I mean, I don't understand.
Not good.
That's so crazy. Like, it's so crazy. I can't. We're at the end of days.
Clearly. Clearly.
I can't take it.
That sounds like the lifestyle of a dropout type stuff.
Definitely. Is that all that you got?
Yes, that is. That concludes my breakfast and wretched.
Yo, I'm dying over here.
I think it's only fitting. I think after that segment, it's only fitting to get into some music. This song here is called Lifestyle of a Dropout. And it seems like a lot of this stuff that, MJ was talking about fits this lifestyle here. So
We're going to actually get
you don't
you
have to be a dropout to do all that.
Well, we're just going to say it today. It doesn't matter. We can say whatever we want. Handsome Blue Radio, Hollywood and Friends,
Ratchet,
Manny Miz, Lifestyle of a Dropout. Let's go.
Mizzle, look at the way he wild. Look at the way he live. Look at the way he shine. Lifestyle of a dropout. Look at the way he grew. Look at the way he chew. The things he doesn't get by. Lifestyle of a dropout. Look at the way he work. He stays so cool, his boss a jerk. He should be going berserk. Lifestyle of a dropout. This is his lifestyle. What kind of a lifestyle? The lifestyles that are right now. Lifestyle of a dropout. It's the lifestyle of a dropout. So I rock out with my cock out. Till I'm locked out of my mom's house. I'm not a good influence, but I'm under it. Like yellow, blue, red, I'm wondering how I'ma get this bread. Niggas are starving, can you tell me what love is? Nigga, you fat, you ate me, I'm just infatuated. We're gradually getting faded, plus I barely graduated. I felt emancipated like Jesus Christ after David. I'm not a bad doctor, but I nearly lost half my patience. Ain't it ironic, I was freshman, but also a senior. Used to throw bread like nothing, like I was throwing in a pizza. But now I'm back in the visa, just to buy some bread for the pizza. Cheese, I bought it. I got an idea, I got a eureka. I tell him the cheese just reeks her. Vagina and doggy peanuts. That way I give him a reason to give the vegan a reason. And now I'm eating like Stevens, but oddly enough, my pocket's still bleeding. So I need to treat him instead of just read him. I'm trying to get that, I need a Cofema. Look at the way he walks. Look at the way he lives. Look at the way he shines. Lifestyle of a dropout. Look at the way he grew. Look at the way he chews. The things he doesn't get by. Lifestyle of a dropout. Look at the way he works. He's so cool, his voice is jerk. He should be going berserk. Lifestyle of a dropout. This is his lifestyle. What kind of a lifestyle? The lifestyles that are right now. Lifestyle of a dropout. This is my lifestyle. Kinda magnumated. Feel sketchy right now. I'm lying animated. Could be selling 30 rocks. I'm about to anaphage it. Just kidding, that's not for me. Because I plan to make it. I plan to make it like women that fake it and shake it on camera stations. Sell it one picture that says 1,000 words. That's grand larceny. Or maybe grant the photo. But not me, that's a no-no. My car's a lemon, but don't get it twisted. My engine is singing like harmony. Like la 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. I think it harmony. Like la 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. E-harmony. I'm matched up, I'm a lotto fiend and I'm scratched up. So pajama jeans, who does that stuff? Anything to get my cash up. It's my lifestyle till it's lights out. And it might sound like my life's wild, but it's not now, I'll get knocked down. Open the door and passing up. Cause this is a bumpy ride. Make you go ugh like gummy fries. Stick to my stomach like worms inside. Stuck to my chest like a gummy tie. Sit in my shroud, keeps me alive. Overcome struggles and barely divide. A fraction of living when I start to finish. And that's when they say that I'm finding my life. Look at the way he walks. Look at the way he lives. Look at the way he shines. Lifestyle of a dropout. Look at the way he grew. Look at the way he chews. The things he doesn't get by. Lifestyle of a dropout. Look at the way he works. He's been so cool, his boss a jerk. He should be going berserk. Lifestyle of a dropout. This is his lifestyle. What kind of a lifestyle? The lifestyles that are right now. Lifestyle of a dropout. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Yeah, 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 it's your boy Vanoy, a.k.a. Mr. R&B. Your boy Hollywood.
And what's going on? This is your girl, MJ.
MJ Jizzle, a.k.a. Miss Judy, with the big...
Yeah. You laughing, right? It's so crazy, right?
What happened?
And so... Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something.
I'm about to say something because we about to wrap the show up, right?
We are.
Do you see what time it is?
I do. Because MJ got a date, ladies.
Do you know? Do you see what time it is?
He needs to get out of here.
Do you see what time it is?
Oh, yeah. It is 9:11.
That's crazy.
It's crazy because me and MJ was discussing this the other day, how we always catch the clock at 9/11, whether it's AM or PM. Just so happen to look at my phone or look at the cable box, look at whatever is a clock around, and it'll be 9/11.
Hmm.
We just find that to be strange.
And we happen to show up at 9/11. Right.
Right. Crazy.
It's scary.
You tripping off?
That's not special. No.
So wait, before we get out of here, I want to talk about this video I just saw. Your girl Foxy Brown. You laughing around? She was performing for the first time in like a while at this place.
How you have to say it like that? Like a wow.
El Morocco, New York. She was performing this new song called something. Bands Up. She's got this new music called Bands Up. She's performing and she falls not off the stage, but on the stage. The clip is the funniest thing. It literally looks like somebody pulled the rug from under her. Like, she was up and then she was gone within a second. She get up and you see her belt is like hanging down off, and then the people are like rushing to her aid, help her up. And like, I was like, yeeks.
Damn, Foxy.
Damn, Foxy.
Leave her alone.
Yeah, Foxy falls.
Still got the people talking, though.
Right, right. She does. So we about to get out of here. We usually do the recommended section, but instead of that tonight, I'm just going to tell y'all what's in theaters because I'm a movie guy. I love movies. The Heat, the movie with Sandra Bullock and the girl from Bridesmaids. What's her name? Something McCarthy. No. No. I'm going to find out her name because that was an absolute fail. I'm sorry. I don't remember her name, but I just know she was in Bridesmaids. Something McCarthy, though. But the movie is called The Heat. It looks like it's going to be dumb funny, and I definitely got to go see that. Man of Steel is still in theaters. The new movie with Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum, White House Down, is in theaters this weekend, which is crazy because that shit is just like Olympus Has Fallen to me. Like, it looks like it's the same exact premise and all of that, like, Olympus Has Fallen just came out like 3-4 months ago, and we have White House Down. But I'm going to go see The Heat. These are movies that are out. You guys can go check any of those out if you like. But we're about to go watching the BET Awards. But no, any last words?
Are they trying to say something with all these movies that they're putting out about the president in the end of days?
Word. Word.
What a black president at that.
Jamie Foxx plays the president in this movie. Okay.
I'm watching the Foxy Brown video. Video. She was feeling herself.
No. Good.
So the lady's name is Melissa McCarthy. I'm sorry, Melissa. I love you. she and Sandra Bullock stars in that movie, The Heat. I like Sandra Bullock, too. I'm definitely going to see that.
I'm definitely a fan. But, yes, I guess that wraps up.
So tell them where they can find you, Vinor.
You can find me on Twitter, Vinor, a.k.a. Mr. R&B. That's V-E-N-O-R, a.k.a. M-R-R-N-B. Instagram, Vinor Music, VENORMUSIC. Facebook, Vinor Music, again, spelled the same way, and Vinor Yard on Facebook as well.
Nice, nice. MJ.
I appreciate that.
Where
can't
you
spell it. He can't spell the whole thing this time.
Okay.
Thank
tell
you.
Tell the people where they can find you at, MJ. Miss Beauty.
You can find me on Instagram as InstaPink, I-N-S-T-A underscore P, number one, N-K. You can find me on Facebook as Judy Pierre, J-U-D-Y-P-I-E-R-R-E. And I still have my Vine. I know everybody, like a lot of people erase theirs, but I still have mine. And it's Miss Judy, Double D.
Double D, that's what she said. But I still got my Vine too. I thought to erase it, but I think I'm going to use both for a little while. Vine actually just created an update, the update that I was saying they needed for the longest, but they decided to do it after Instagram introduced video, which was a fail. But
well, you can actually search for people.
You can search people by username. So I was able to go follow Miss Judy. I was able to follow No Music. My fault. And yeah, so I'm going to hold on to my Vine for now. It has its differences than the Instagram video. Like MJ pointed out, it loops the video. And that comes in handy for certain funny joints that you're doing. Right. I was just about to say, Vanilla. Gotta go check out Miss Judy. Everybody, actually, go check out Miss Judy's Vine. She has this video up there. She is in the nail salon getting her pedicure, and she says something so crazy to the lady who's doing her pedicure. I'm not sure if the lady understood English, though, because the lady just looked up and smiled. She just looked up and smiled, and I'm like, what? But if you want to know what we're talking about, go to Miss Judy, MISS_JUDDY on Vine, and look at the video of her in the nail place. It's just crazy. And it's reckless. And a little ratchet. And the lady did just looked up and smiled, and I was dying laughing. But, yeah. So for me, Facebook.com/IAmHollywood. Hollywood is HOLLIEWOD. And Twitter and Instagram @IAmHollywood. The same thing on Vine @IAmHollywood for those of you who still use it. So tune in next week. Actually, before we get out of here, I want to shout out our producer, Stacey. She does her show every Monday and Friday night. And she just did a show regarding Paula Deen being fired and all that. And it was like her biggest joint, had like over 20,000 listens. Just that show alone.
Wow.
Wow. Like, this is crazy. So, fat shouts to her on that.
And was actually featured on Blog Talk.
This one goes out to you, girl.
She was featured on the homepage of the Blog Talk site. Yeah. So, like Stacey said, you never know who's watching. You never know who's listening. So, yeah, we'll be back here next week. Same place, same time, every Sunday, 8 p.m. Hollywood and Friends, Vanilla, Hollywood and MJ, The New Breakfast Club, a.k.a.
Sunday. Oh, my God, don't say that.
We're the dinner crew.
The dinner crew. We're the dinner crew.
Dinner gang.
Word. Hashtag dinner gang or the dinner gang. Which one?
Whichever one. Both of them.
Hashtag that, and we're going to start a movement. Fat shouts to everybody listening. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all next week. Fat shouts to Tati. She's about to be she's on our new outro song right now that's about to play.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Take care. Deuces.
It's Sunday night. 8 p.m.